B'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laizer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Healthy and Holy. I usually speak about the qualitative aspect of healthy eating, which refers to eating the right foods. Healthy eating also has its quantitative side, which is avoiding gluttony and overeating. That's the core of holy eating, because the vast majority of us can live better on less food. The way you eat determines satiation, not the amount you eat. Here's why. Digestion begins with the salivary juices in the mouth. By chewing our food slowly and thoroughly, we eat less and we digest it much better. The Rambam warns not to gulp our food like Esau. We shouldn't eat on the run, and we shouldn't eat in the street or standing up. Such eating doesn't have the holiness of sitting at home or sitting at the table. What's more, never snack out of a bag or a box. Take the portion you want to eat and put it on a plate. Otherwise, you won't stop eating until you see the bottom of that box or the bottom of the bag. Well, think of it this way. A personal bag of potato chips and a can of Coke are 417 calories. It's going to take you an average of an hour and a quarter of very brisk walking to work them off. Is it worth it? No way. Plus, which no junk food like that is justifiable, not for a healthy body and certainly not for a healthy soul. With a famed Ravid, Rabbi Avram ben David, he says that eating in holiness has a greater spiritual power than fasting. That's what's called the Ravid's fast. The Ravid's fast is when you eat a morsel of food and you chew it slowly and swallow it slowly and carefully. And even though the body's screaming for more, give me more food, now you stop, learn another line of Gemara or contemplate Hashem's holy name and put another morsel of food in your mouth. This mode of eating completely breaks the back of the Yetzer Hara and lustful eating. It requires tremendous self-control, and it's the total opposite of lustful eating. And I'll share with you a little secret. This is the exact way that the Melitzer Rebbe eats. Even on Shabbat, when a person is allowed to eat delicacies in greater quantities than he would during the week. And that's why, at age 77, the Melitzer Rebbe may be healthy. He looks like an athlete. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the abridged code of Jewish law, it adopts the Rambam's directives almost to the letter as religious law. And if we open up the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to chapter 32, we see that a person is absolutely required by Torah to eat healthy foods and avoid unhealthy foods. Well, if the kashrut certifying organizations would observe this halacha, and if they'd listen to me, then all junk food and soft drinks and a good percentage of processed food would be rendered not kosher and unfit for consumption. Let me share with you a few other statutes in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The older we get, the less we should eat, and the higher quality our food must be. And in the summer, like now when the weather's warm, we should eat no more than two-thirds of what we eat during the winter. One should not go to sleep until 2 hours after eating. This is especially important on Shabbos, when people take a nap right after a heavy chont, the chamin. It's better to spend an hour in learning or in personal prayer and then go to sleep. Remember that any poultry is better than beef and lamb. Both are heavy, fatty, and difficult to digest. Take a look at chapter 32 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and you'll be glad you did. And you can recognize a true tzaddik by the way he eats. The Zohar says that spiritual impurity has no power over a tzaddik that avoids eating for physical pleasure. The opposite holds true. Those who eat as a result of a lustful appetite and a desire for bodily pleasure, they succumb to the grasp of spiritual impurity. A person should take a good hard look at himself or herself, because according to our sages, financial problems, social problems, and health problems might all be the result of lustful and unhealthy eating. Now, if we open up the Rashi's Chochma, he gives us three guidelines for healthy eating. The first, make do with a small portion, put it in your plate, and don't ask for more. Second, eat at a prescribed time, and don't wait until you're starving. Third, don't eat for the sake of your body, eat for the sake of a healthy soul. The monumental chovot al-avavot, the duties of the heart, he says we should attain a level whereby needless delicacies and fancy foods that are designed to bring pleasure to the body appear to us as an outright forbidden food. People think that healthy food is expensive. No, no way, that's a myth. Whole grains, fruit, and vegetables, they cost a fraction of what meat and processed foods and junk food and restaurant cost. Don't fool yourself for a minute that a person with an overstuffed belly could be a true tzaddik or Torah scholar. It doesn't work that way. The Torah itself says and Chumash Dvorim, and chapter 32, verse 16, that when a person becomes fat from eating delicacies, he revolts against Hashem. The only way for us to find Emunah and to accomplish our task on earth of getting close to Hashem is by steering clear of bodily appetites and amenities, especially food. Stop and think how much money you'll save when you cut out all the unhealthy factory and prepared foods that you buy in the supermarket. I urge you to spend much less time in the prepared foods in the beverage aisles and much more time in the fruit and vegetable aisles. You'll look better, you'll feel better, and your whole life will seem better. And don't forget to augment your diet with exercise. Even if you don't cut back on your eating at all, by walking an hour a day at a normal pace, you're going to be able to lose 3 pounds a month. And while you're walking, talk to Hashem. That's the easiest and best, most pleasurable way to take care of body and soul at the same time. Once we do what the Gemara Tractate Brachas tells us to do, that we make our dinner tables miniature altars, then we'll surely hasten the day when Mashiach comes and Hashem rebuilds our holy temple. Speedily in our time, Amen. Be healthy and God bless.